When new podcasters come to me and say that they need help with their marketing, it's usually not a marketing issue. They know how to talk about their content. They know that their audience needs to hear a specific type of message to really connect with them and get them excited about what they have to share. No, it's usually more to do with a traffic issue. And if I'm being really honest, podcasting kind of sucks at this. Can we just say that? It really does. Like compared to blogs and YouTube channels that has really gotten SEO figured out, traffic for podcasting is a little complex and it's not great. It's just not. And so I wanted to share with you today three ways that you can increase your podcast traffic so that you are utilizing all those efforts and skills and abilities that you're trying to get better at. Because I know that you're working so hard on your marketing and it's one of those areas where you actually may have great marketing, but we just need to up the amount of people that are being exposed to your podcast and to your message. So let's talk about three ways to increase your podcast traffic. Let's get right to it. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we? Okay, so we have a lot to cover today, so I'm just going to dive right in. We've already kind of talked about marketing strategies and what that looks like. So let's just start with number one, and it's really utilizing effective marketing strategies. Now, I could go into all the 50,000 ways that you could actually market your podcast, but I want to take this high level approach because it's going to look different for every type of podcaster. And I just want to throw some ideas out there. Let's treat this podcast episode as a creative brainstorm that I hope that you'll listen to this, like as you're walking or driving or walking the dog, like whatever it is that you're doing right now. I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by some of these ideas and you pause it and like say, oh wait, I gotta go write that down. Let me go open up a Google Doc or an Asana note and then go ahead and start dumping ideas in there, because that is exactly what I want this episode to be today. I want it to spark inspiration and give you a lot of insight into what you could do as a podcast host to grow your show. So when we talk about effective marketing strategies, the first one is social media. If you are not utilizing social media, I don't care which platform it is. I don't care. I don't care if it's LinkedIn. I don't care if it's Instagram. I don't care if it's TikTok or whatever, Facebook, like whichever one that you decide to use, but use one. Use a social media platform. And I know you're going to say, Crystal, hang on. Don't you have to pay to play? And shouldn't you do this or shouldn't you do that? Yes, there's probably 1,000 little side conversations that we could have about social media. But at the end of the day, if you're not publishing any social content anywhere, then I'm just going to be the one to tell you that when someone finds out about your show and then they go to find you as the host or more information about your podcast, it's 2023. They're going to think it's weird that you don't have any social content at all. And this sounds super weird, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. People are going to be like, what are they hiding? Why don't they have a social media account? Like what's going on there? It's gotten to that level where if you don't have social for your business, it's kind of like not having a website. Right? It's like not having a website for your business in 2023. People are like, what? You're not a legit business until you have social media. I know. It's weird, but These are the times that we're living in. So start creating engaging posts in doing audio clips, audiograms, whatever you want to call them, or just sharing a carousel that has several takeaways, or do a Twitter thread that talks about the key points or why someone should listen to your show using hashtags. Like, there's so many different ways that you can do this depending on which platform that you're posting on, but you need to be utilizing social media. Okay, I'm gonna step off my soapbox. I'm gonna get down. I prefer Instagram. This is the one that I like to be. I never really got into Twitter. It's not the app for me. LinkedIn is okay. I still don't utilize it that much. Facebook is, it's the love-hate relationship with Facebook, right? Like, I don't really post stuff on my page there, but I will post stuff in our Facebook group. Because that's where I like to hang out. That's where I feel like we have a community of people, but it's not on my Facebook page. I would prefer to just post on my Instagram account. So that's what I'm doing for social media promotion. So that's the first effective marketing strategy. The second one is guest collaborations. I mean, you have a podcast. Let's share it through some collaborations. I just got back from Craft and Commerce. This was ConvertKit's, you know, it was their annual event. And I met so many incredible people. And guess what I did? And I'm still doing. I'm sending them invites to come be on my podcast. I'm like, you know what? We met. We connected about this one story. Like, will you come on the podcast and share it? And they will be excited to share their interview once it goes live to their audience. So you can look at this a few different ways, but those collaborations are everything. And it's so effective. I mean, it's word of mouth. It is you being able to spotlight someone else's business or the work or the messages that they're contributing to the world. So guest collaborations are super important. And then the third point under effective marketing strategy is just cross promotion. If you can find a way, and I love how you can get creative, whether it's like a show takeover and you take over someone's show. I'm actually going to be doing this later this year. I have a friend who's going to be on maternity leave and she said, hey, you know, I think it'd be kind of fun if you did a takeover for one of my episodes whenever I'm out. I'm like, absolutely. That sounds like so much fun. But think of other creative ways that you can appear in someone else's content and get in front of an audience that would be complimentary or the direct audience that you're trying to reach. So that's the first way to increase your podcast traffic. It's utilizing those effective marketing strategies. Now, the second one is the one that I get most excited about, and I talk about it so much because it's so important, and that is engaging with your audience. Building those deep connections. I actually just did a presentation. Well, as of me recording this, it was today, and it was talking about cultivating deeper relationships with your audience. And I cannot stress this enough, especially if you are a podcaster, this is your main means of putting content out into the world. You are likely not having a dialogue with your audience when you're podcasting. You're either creating solo content or interview content, and unlike on YouTube, when you can put something up and somebody can put a comment and you can chat right there with them, like the podcast apps, like they're not all up to date and they don't all have that same ability. So you have to think of ways that you can step outside of your comfort zone and actually engage with your people in building those stronger connections. So the first way that you can do this is having those call to actions. So whether that is a CTA for joining your Facebook group or sending you an email or clicking on the link to go leave a pod inbox voice memo. If you haven't done this, this is really fun. You can go to our pod inbox page. I'll have a link in the show notes, but go check it out. Like, it's so fun. I love it when y'all do the listener submitted questions. It's so fun for me to, one, hear your voices, but two, I love sharing your voices and your questions on this podcast because it helps other people connect deeper with you and feel like they found their people, right? I hope that that's what you feel when you hear someone else I air someone else's question on the show. I hope that you feel like, oh, I'm so glad Kathy asked that question. I had that same question too, and I'm glad that we're talking about it. So having very clear calls to action to like, that's the first step to engaging with your audience. The second one is having listener feedback in Q&A. So whether this is a live stream where you're asking people to give you real-time feedback, or you're sending emails to them and saying, hit reply, or you're doing like Instagram polls, or saying, you know, you're in your DMs. Like I've done several times where I will do an Instagram story and then I drop like the question box and say, all right, you have more questions, like put your comments in here or ask your question here. And I will kind of solicit Q&A and feedback. Like I want that because as a host, I'm always trying to get better because I want this to be your show. Like I'm creating this for you. This isn't the Crystal Prophet show. Like I'm just here to deliver a message and make myself sound great. I am delivering this message to add value and be a resource to this community. So having that listener feedback is so crucial for you to develop that relationship with your audience. And I'm just going to say it, if I haven't said it before, steal all of my ideas. Like, did you need that permission? Here, I give you full permission to steal the ideas that you see on the show, whether it is listener submitted questions or one of my surveys. Like if you've ever taken one of my surveys and you still have the link to it, like go back and look at the questions that I ask in my listener feedback. I actually just recently did this in Prophet Podcasting, the new version. This is my digital program. And I shared with all of my students, like, these are actually the forms that I use. Like, go look at them and take them, use them, because this is what it's here for. I didn't just create this and say, oh, it's a secret. I'm not going to tell anybody how I get feedback on stuff. No, I want you to do this. I want you to replicate these processes because they're so valuable. Oh my gosh, it's so valuable when I hear from people in this community and you tell me exactly what you want to hear or what you're trying to learn. I have this collection form where when people join the Facebook group, I'll grab their topic and I dump it into a Google sheet. And I have this running list of topics that are brought up and concerns that people have or ideas. I will go take screenshots on my YouTube channel and I've been saving those. Actually, if you're listening to this in real time, like be on the lookout. I have two videos coming up that were comments that I had on YouTube. Like I'm using feedback to feed the different content and the resources and the things that we talk about here. And I want it to be an engagement tool to build deeper connections in this community with my audience. So you have full permission to steal all of those ideas. Like I said, I hope that you're like pausing this as you're listening to it and writing things down and saying, okay, yeah, Crystal said this. I'm actually going to go try that and I'm going to go check it out. But then the third one for engaging with your audience is your newsletter. I love this. I love it whenever I put a call to action in the newsletter that says, hit reply and tell me this, or hit reply and share your story with me, because it is just so meaningful. Because I don't take it for granted that there are other people on the other side of my emails when I send them out. I don't just send them out into the void and say, well, that just went out to a whole bunch of people. I hope somebody reads it. No, I can see. I see whenever y'all read it. Like I could get a notification of how many people open it right after I send it. And then what's even more fun is when I make that call to action and people actually respond and they tell me their story or they share with me what they're struggling with or how I can help them. And it forms this deeper bond, this deeper connection that I have with that individual contributor to this community. And I think it's just such a beautiful relationship and it's so important. And just know, if you've written an email to me and we've had a conversation in email, I truly do cherish those. They are so important. So if you're listening to this, here's, you know, a CTA for this episode, reply back to my last newsletter that I sent and let me know what's on your mind. I would love to engage with you or ask me a question about your content or your podcast. It would be so much fun. I'd be delighted to chat with you. All right, so those are the first two things. So I'm going to do a quick recap. So we're talking about the three ways to increase your podcast traffic. Number one, we talked about utilizing those effective marketing strategies, so social media, guest collabs, and cross promotion. And then the second thing was engaging with your audience through CTAs, listener feedback, and Q&A, and then your email newsletter. Now, the third one is where people kind of want to shut down.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
And I get it, because this was me. This was me for a long time, and that's optimizing your podcast for search engines. Yes, we're talking about SEO, the thing that all of you non-techie people want to tell me, Crystal, I'm not techie. I'm not tech savvy. So I don't need SEO. I don't have to understand it. Like, I've heard the most ridiculous things from you, and I've said them myself. So I'm calling myself out, okay? I'm not just calling out people in this audience. I'm calling myself out too, because this was me for a long time. I thought that I had to have a deep knowledge and understanding of how SEO worked and how search engines work and all this other stuff. And I'm coming to realize, or I have really in the last 6 months, I've been going on a deeper journey with SEO. It sounds like we're going like on a walkabout with SEO, but it is. I have forced myself to learn it, to understand it better, and I feel like I'm a better creator for it. So let's talk about where it matters specifically for your podcast, and then I'm actually going to dive into a really fun resource that is specifically catered to SEO and your podcast. So number one, episode titles and descriptions. Now, I have done previous episodes and YouTube videos on SEO for your podcast, so I'll link to those in the description, and you can go check those out. But I think it's really important that you hit the nail on the head with your episode titles and the descriptions of your individual episodes. Now, your larger podcast is like that description is going to weigh heavier in the SEO, like that's just the name of the game as of today, as of me recording this. So the keywords, the target audience that you're trying to reach, make sure you have those in your podcast description. So for example, for the Profit Podcast, I have keywords in there about starting a podcast for online business owners and entrepreneurs, because these are the type of people that I'm trying to reach, and it's what I'm trying to teach them. Starting a podcast, launching a YouTube channel, but most importantly, creating with confidence. But then the next layer down is the episode titles and the descriptions for what I'm trying to rank for. So you don't want to overdo it with keywords. And this is why I'm really like, I heavily rely on tools for this, for my podcast and my YouTube channel. So I recently started exploring Co-host AI, which, you know, you've heard if you listen to the show or you're, you know, you watch my YouTube channel, you know that I've been playing with Buzzsprout's newest feature, Co-host AI. And sometimes it will spit out an episode title that sounds really good, but it's not keyword focused on what I really want to use for that specific episode. So I'll just add it in there. I pick the one that I think sounds really good or sounds very clear about that episode, and then I'll add the keyword to it. Like, it's as simple as that. Don't overthink this. Don't overthink this. And then there's other keyword tools out there. There is Keywords Everywhere, which I've used for a long time. I've used Yoast for my website. I have used, what's the other one I'm trying to think of? TubeBuddy for my YouTube channel. Like, I don't think I could function without TubeBuddy. This is not sponsored by TubeBuddy, but it's so true. I am an affiliate though, so I'll link to that in the show notes. It's crystalprofit.com/TubeBuddy It is fantastic for anybody that wants to have a YouTube channel, but having those very specific episode titles and descriptions that are keyword rich are super important. Now, the next one is transcriptions, and I still am frustrated with the speed at which transcriptions are available for podcasting because it doesn't seem to be universal across the board that every podcast player supports transcriptions in the way that we see them for video. So for example, on a YouTube video, you could pull it up and it's going to at least have auto-generated transcriptions of what the bots think that the person is saying. That's better than nothing at all. And so when it comes to transcriptions for podcast, it's important to have those either uploaded into your podcast host like Buzzsprout or utilized on your podcast website, whether that's on WordPress or somewhere else, because it does let bots know like, oh, this is about podcasting. This is for online business owners. This is for digital entrepreneurs. This is for creators that are trying to create with confidence. Like all of these things that have keywords attached to them, it's going to be in the transcript if you're saying it. And again, it's optimizing your podcast for SEO so that you get that organic traffic to your podcast. Now, the last one is obviously SEO for podcast websites. So I'm not going to go too deep into this one because it is a little bit more complicated and there's a lot of exceptions to the rule for this because people will say, well, what about PodPage? Is that SEO optimized? What about WordPress? What about Wix? What about Squarespace? What about like there's so many different tools and platforms out there. Kajabi, that's another one. I've been doing a lot of content audits recently and people have their websites hosted on Kajabi and they'll ask me, well, do I need to move to WordPress? Because I hear it works better for SEO. And there's a lot of ways that we can, again, slice this cookie and think about SEO. But the first thing I think that's most important is you need to have a website for your podcast. I really don't care where it's hosted. You need to just start somewhere because what having a podcast will teach you, whether it's creating show notes for your website or you have it on Buzzsprout, because I know a lot of people, and I encourage this too, if you don't have a podcast website at all, you need to at least have the one that Buzzsprout offers with their plans. Like at least set things up from there. And then we can move into, well, what does it look like to have show notes live on a different website where it goes into more detail of what your episode is about and we can make it more keyword rich. And let's be honest, y'all, use AI. Use AI to make your episodes have specific keywords and make those outlines that you're using or make those show notes that you're going to create keyword rich. You can do this with AI prompts that say, make sure this blog post is optimized for this specific keyword, and it will go in and do it. It's pretty fantastic, and I cannot wait to see where these tools are. I mean, they've just recently come on the market and I feel like they're already getting better. So it's a super exciting time to think about traffic, to think about SEO, to think about just optimizing your podcast for all these different things. But I actually want to tell you about something that's super fun. I kind of teased this a little bit, but if you want to know more about using SEO and video together to increase your podcast traffic, then you need my upcoming live training, Increase Your Podcast Traffic with SEO and Video. So this is a custom training. I've never taught this before. It is brand new, exclusive, and it's something I created for this year's BC Stack bundle. So if you're not familiar with what this is, BC Stack is a bundle that is blogging concentrated. That's what that stands for, the BC. And it is their bundle that they do once a year, and it is officially open. If you're listening to this in real time, the sale this year is from June 18th through the 24th of June, and it is awesome. It is awesome. It is a affordable. I think this is why I love it so much, is because it's not one of those that's like, oh, it's a bundle and it's $5,000. And you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot afford that. It is $49 USD. So it's super affordable. It's super, super affordable. And it is only once a year. So if you're listening to this past the June 24th deadline, I'm so sorry. You're going to have to wait until 2024 to grab it. But if you're listening to this in real time, then this is one of those product bundles like you just want to grab it. Again, it's only $49 and you get introduced to a ton of experts in the digital space. I'm contributing something about podcasting. So it's the whole theme this year is about traffic. So I'm contributing mine. Again, it's increase your podcast traffic with SEO and video. And I'm going to go deeper into how I use SEO and video specifically for this podcast and what that looks like and how you can replicate some of those for your own content. But again, it's only $49 and it is the thing that I used, I guess it was in 2019. I think that was the first year. It was either 2018 or 2019. I always get my dates mixed up. But I bought the bundle and Jennifer Maker. So Jennifer Maker really is someone that I've looked up to. It must have been in 2018 because I remember her saying, like, that's when she really got serious about video. And she met with someone that worked at Google. Like, she went to some conference somewhere and she talked to someone at Google and they were like, oh yeah, video is going to be the next thing. And that's around the time that she started her YouTube channel. And I actually don't even know. Ooh, we're going to look this up in real time. I'm so curious how many YouTube followers she has today. Because, I mean, whenever I was following her, it was one of those things where she just kept steadily growing and growing and growing. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so wild. And I think that her channel really exploded just because she's been consistent with it and she's just kept doing it. And it's just so fun to see all the amazing things that she's done. Okay, here we go. Oh my gosh, how fun is this? So as of me looking at this right now, she has 966,000 subscribers. So she's getting close to the 1 million subscriber mark. And guess what she talks about? She talks about crafts like Cricut designs and 3D images. And I mean, I'm just reading off some of her layered vinyl shirts, like all these decal mugs that she's doing, like vinyl decal mugs. She does SVG files that are custom, like so incredible. And she's the one that taught me about video and lighting and really using skills that I didn't know that I needed for video. And this was in, at that time, BC Stack was $27. It was a $27 product that has gone on to help me grow my YouTube channel. I'm getting close to, I think I'm at like 6,500. I know I'm over 6,000 and it just keeps growing. And I'm so grateful that I invested in the BC Stack that year because it's the kickstart that I needed to get my butt in gear and start publishing on YouTube. So I want you to go to crystalprofit.com/BCS23 to grab this deal. I'm a proud partner and affiliate with them. So this is my affiliate link, but go to crystalprofit.com/BCS23 to grab this year's bundle. It will only be here until June 24th. So don't wait. You want to grab it. And I want you to come to my free training. I mean, well, I guess I say it's free. You'll have to buy the bundle and that's the only way that you can get it. So I guess it's technically not free. You have to buy the stack to get it. But this is the only place you're going to see this training this year. I create a custom training every single year and there's a reason for it. I want to add value to the people that are excited to sign up. And this program would probably cost at a minimum $97 if I were teaching it as a workshop. But I am excited to contribute the increase your podcast traffic with SEO and video. It's going to be a live training. So you'll have all the details when you go to crystalprofit.com/BCS23 and register for this year's BC Stack. So fun. I'm just super excited about this. So I hope that you found so many ideas inspiring. I hope that your brain is swimming in things that you can do to increase your podcast traffic. But at the end of the day, I hope that you're just encouraged to try something new. If that's the only thing that you take away from today, is don't be afraid to experiment. Try a cross collaboration. Try a new marketing strategy on your social media. Try working with SEO, like changing up the titles of your podcast, or just create a listener feedback survey. But do something. Get into action as soon as this episode is over. Maybe it's just jotting down a note to yourself that you should look more into one of these things that we talked about here today. But I do want to see you get into action. And actually, I would love it if you would take a screenshot wherever you're listening to this and tell me the one thing that you're going to do. Tell me the one thing after listening to this episode that you're going to achieve in the next 30 days. But that's all I have for you today. So once again, to check out the BC Stack 2023 bundle, go to crystalprofit.com/BCS23. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.